Hi, Bobby. It's a pleasure and an honor to be with you tonight. As I told you, the first time I heard about you was with Ricky Stein, was Fela manager, Femi and Fela manager. And he called me and he said, well, there is a guy, he called me from London because we knew nothing about Uganda, about the situation in Uganda. And he said, you must sign a petition to liberate Bobby. Is that petition was very important for you?
Yes, actually at the time when Ricky called you, I was under military detention. I was detained incognito. Nobody knew where I was. My wife did not know. And the only thing that could save me is the noise that came from all over the world. And I am very thankful to that petition because the military regime was put under pressure and eventually they released me.
How many signatures did you get for that petition? And when was
quite
it?
Many.
It was 2 years ago, I think.
Quite many.
Quite many. Yeah. All over the world.
All over the world.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So for me, it's a symbol that the manager of Fela Kuti told me about you. Is Fela an example or
Fela is an inspiration. By the time I met Ricky, I had heard about Fela, but I had not studied Fela. But later on, after I met Ricky, I interested myself in Fela's work, and I realized I was following in his footsteps, and I continue to draw inspiration from Fela Kuti because he fought against the brutal dictatorships in Nigeria in the 70s, in the 80s. And, that is more or less what we are fighting against in Uganda.
In the documentary, you insist a lot about education, violence and education.
Yes.
Is music a main tool for education?
Yes, music is our main tool because, like Bob Marley said, when music hit, you don't feel no pain. So we don't believe in causing pain, but we believe in challenging intellectually. And we believe that nonviolence is very powerful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is the only way we are going to break the circle of violence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We saw during the documentary that Kenya people supported you. Was it important for you, the support for Kenyan people?
Yes. The Kenyan people, actually, I owe my life to them. They started the protest. The protest did not start in Uganda because in Uganda it's a complete military dictatorship. Anybody that starts a protest is silenced immediately. So when the Kenyans started, and in UK, in Canada, in America, the Ugandans also got the confidence and they started protesting.
You talk a lot about the support of the diaspora. Is the diaspora very important for you?
The diaspora is very important because they have the luxury of the right to protest for a right. At least in the diaspora, somebody can express themselves. They are not going to be killed for expressing themselves. They are not going to be imprisoned for peacefully protesting. So that is we look at it as a luxury. And we've encouraged the diaspora to use it, and they used it. I am alive today because of the diaspora, because of the Ugandans and the friends of Uganda all over the world.
You've been tortured, you've been poisoned, but you want to stay in Uganda.
Yes.
Are you afraid of being killed?
Yes. I stay in Uganda because if I leave Uganda, it will be like accepting. It will be like resigning, like giving up. And we cannot afford to do that because the 45 million people. Of course, I'm afraid because dictators read from the same playbook. You see, Navalny just got killed, and I am not anywhere near Navalny. He was a great freedom fighter known all over the world, but they could kill him. So I know that I'm a dead man walking, but I do what I have to do when I still have the chance.
Okay. You hesitate in the film to put your children, your four children, safe in America, and then they came back to Uganda.
Yeah.
You decide to keep that in Uganda. Are you afraid for them?
Yes, I'm afraid for them, but one, we cannot afford. It's very expensive in America, and also, my wife and I cannot get our heads around not being near our children. We had to send away one of our children, our son, our eldest son, because he was very many targeted. He survived a bomb attack. They threw a bomb at his room, but he survived. So we decided to send him to America for studies, but three of them, we stay with them home. Maybe one day we'll be able to put them to safety. Or maybe one day Uganda will be safe and we will not have to live away from our children.
You say the film maybe will protect you from being killed, maybe, this film?
Yes, yes, this film is a big protection for me and my wife and my colleagues. This film is a lifeline, because the more it is known, it's the more the regime in Uganda knows that the world is watching. For example, my wife and I were under house arrest the day the announcement was made that this film is nominated for an Oscar. And in just a few hours, the military withdrew from our house. So, unlike all other dictatorships that are self-funded, our dictatorship is funded by America and the EU. And they know that they can only do so much evil, especially when the world is watching. So with this film, the dictatorship is very exposed, and we believe that it can be careful and it can give us some safety, and the regime will be careful about killing us. It makes it hard to kill us, not impossible, but a little harder.
Thank you very much for this
interview. Thank you
interview
very much for talking to me.
And the best for you and your people.
Thank you.
Thank
it's
you
gonna
very
be all right. We'll be all right.
Yeah. Sure. Hope
thank
so.
You.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for keeping in touch.